Let's see if we can take Jim, who's calling from beautiful Catalina, Arizona. Good morning, Jim.
To you too, guys, and to your whole team. Really appreciate everything you guys do for us. Well, what I'd like to know, and maybe you can help me with, and maybe this question will help a lot of other homeowners as well, where my patio door frame connects to or meets up with the tile in our living room, there's a line of grout that was put in by the builder to separate the two and hold the tile in place. Well, I think because the two dissimilar materials, being the aluminum and the tile and the grout, react differently to changes in temperature and humidity, my grout line in that area keeps cracking and breaking apart. So my question is, what's the best material to put in that joint to reduce or eliminate the cracking?
Well, I'll tell you, one of the tricks we use when we're going up against an aluminum threshold is we take a bicycle inner tube and cut it into strips and mastic apply it to the backside of the aluminum threshold. And then we grout up to that, and it allows a small little expansion cushion between the aluminum and the grout. And then we then let the grout cure, come back and slice a small V in it at the top, and then we apply sanded caulk in the color of the grout. And that is about the most reliable way you can stop that crack from reappearing, because you are exactly right. The two materials are not thermally stable, dimensionally stable. So give them a little cushion between the two, and it'll eliminate a lot of that and help you a whole bunch.
And we have Ken.
Hello? Hello?
Yes, sir.
Yes, this is Ken in Phoenix. No, I had a question. I've always wondered if gas water heaters produce more calcium and buildup in the bottom of the tank than electric.
Possibly. There are what are called self-cleaning or self-flushing water heaters, and a electric water heater has elements that are stuck into the side. Some have multiple places, top and bottom. That's what's heating the water. A gas one has a pilot light at the bottom. So if you do have a water heater that's not flushing or self-cleaning, as that sediment piles up on the bottom and the heating element heats it up, you do see that thickness start to kind of bake onto the bottom, making the gas water heater less efficient. But the self-cleaning flushing ones, the water intake into the water heater, they push it all the way down to the bottom and have a bend, and it turns around. So every time the water comes in, it creates a whirlpool type motion that kicks all the sediment up and keeps it from getting baked onto the bottom. So you just want to make sure you get a self-cleaning or flushing water heater. And then, of course, if you have a treatment system before the water is introduced to the water heater, you can eliminate that hardness and that mineral buildup.
They will both get buildup. Yeah, without treating the water ahead of time, either one of them will generate it. I know flash heating a tankless water heater with gas, they say because it heats it up so fast, either gas or electric, you actually force more of the minerals out and onto the elements than traditional. That's why most of the tankless water heater companies, to protect the warranty, are saying, we want you only introducing treated water to our system. Let me go to Hector calling from Santan, see if I can help him with the project he's trying to tackle. Hector, good morning.
Yes, good morning, Rosie. Awesome show, by the way.
What are you up to today, my friend?
Well, my wife had a request. We have the side of the house where I usually put the trash can, that's a dirt area. It's about 3.5 feet wide, 50 feet long. The garage has a door that leads into it. She wants me to build a doggy door in one of the rooms to lead out there, fence up that area so that's where the dogs can use the restroom and have their little area instead of using the whole backyard.
Great.
That section.
Yeah.
I was just wondering, is that a good place? Because I don't want the smell as bad as it does when it rains. The smell kind of, I don't know, multiplies.
It does. Well,
I was just wondering if there's any steps or anything I should do to get that process started to make sure it's a good little home for them.
All right. Well, I have found in my experience that wife requests become life's realities. So you are going to build this dog compound. All right. You just know that. Here's a couple things. In the doggy door that you install, make sure it goes into an area that can be locked. that someone can't use the doggy door to enter your house. I tell people, if it's a laundry room door and the house is empty all day while you're at work, put a deadbolt on the laundry room door that you lock from the inside of the house. And the dogs are free to come and go, get out of the heat and the cold, have a bed in the laundry room, their water and food bowl, but they'll go outside to do their business. Other than that, all you can do is get in a rigorous protocol of picking up to keep the smell from getting bad. We raise German Shorthairs. We have a kennel in the back corner of the yard. We don't put them on concrete. We put them on pea gravel so that everything that they emit from their body percolates into the ground. I hose it down regularly. And I'll tell you another thing. In the doghouse, in that kennel, I use cedar saw chips that you can buy in bulk, and that goes a long way to eliminating any of that dog aroma. So there's a couple tips for creating that dog area. They'll appreciate it. Your wife will appreciate it. And I want pictures of when it's done. But the one thing about doggy access, did he say German Shorthair?
Said German Shorthair.
He said German Shepherd, didn't he?
I think so.
I got the impression it was a big dog. That's a big enough door for someone to climb through. Okay, so make sure it only goes in to a secure, locked area of your home. You'll be glad you did. A good, strong, 1-inch throw deadbolt mounted on that door, accessible and lockable from the outside. So you get in that room, you actually need a key to get out of that room. They can rob all the dirty underwear and socks and laundry soap they want, but they can't get in to your master bedroom where the family, heirlooms are. Okay? There you go, Hector. I hope that helps.
If you have questions during the week, ROSIE on thehouse.com. And we'll see y'all next Saturday. It'll be June, starting a brand new month, and our topic will be summer comfort.